time getting nearer. Everything is so much clearer. Oh, oh, oh. The future looks bright. Help me say,
it's my time getting nearer. Everything is so much clearer.
FM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
You ready to have a little church?
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Oh. us pray. Eternal and everlasting Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We humbly submit ourselves to you in spirit as well as in truth. We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching us by internet, and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the book of Exodus, second book, part of what we call the Pentateuch, the five books, or in the Hebrew, the Torah. Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 10 through about 15. And when you found it, say amen. Exodus 14, verse 10, where we find these words which are recorded. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptian marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptian? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptian than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. And the Lord shall fight for you, yes, and ye shall hold your peace. I want to use a topic this morning, a way maker. It's all in the Lord's hand. A way maker. It's all in the Lord's hand. As I prepared for this message, I always ask the Lord for confirmation, as well as guidance, as to what he desired for me to say. And he always revealed words that challenges not only me, but it is also designed to challenge and impact the lives of everyone who will hear. And that is the optimum word for everyone that will hear. And the Lord is revealing that the world needs to understand that he is our way maker. Regardless of all the political, social, economic, and complexities of the world, the Lord is simply relying to us, revealing to us, and asking us to look to him for strength, conviction, and for everything that we need, because he is our way maker. I want to begin by sharing this story because it's personal to me and it's applicable based on the historical text. For it says, as I look back over the life of my father-in-law, whose name was Adolphus Manning, Adolphus was a hard-working man who purchased a little over 130 acres of land in a little town called Fairfield, Texas. He would always talk to me concerning his property. And one day he said to me, Stanley, he called me Stanley just like my dad did. Not very many people call me that. I wonder who's going to take care of my property when I'm gone. And I said, Dad, I'll take care of it. My land is next to yours. I have land in Fairfield, Texas as well. And he didn't say much when I answered him. But later, when his health began to fail, we had another conversation, and he said, Stanley, it's all in the Lord's hand. Now, my father-in-law was not a religious-minded man. Very little training in church at all, but he knew something about the Lord. In spite of the fact that I was a minister, he didn't really attend church that much, but he had a respect for God and God's men. Adolphus, my brothers and sisters, wasn't concerned about what might happen to him because he had placed his life in the Lord's hand. And when you are a believer and you have placed your life in the Lord's hand, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You don't have to worry about where you're headed. You know that the Lord has already mapped this thing out for us. And you can say, I'm ready to go. My brothers and sisters, how many of us this morning can say that our life has been placed in the Lord's hand? Many of us have sat in the church for over 50 years, some 60, some 70, and we still ask the question, am I good enough to make it into heaven? And the reality is none of us from the pulpit to the pews is actually good enough to make it into heaven. The reality is there was only one good person who came and walked the face of this earth, and that was Jesus Christ. And so because each and every one of us was born and have inherited a sin nature, there was only one who could do something for us that would transfer our sin nature, place it upon him. He transferred his holiness and righteousness, place it on us. That makes us right with our Heavenly Father. That's what makes us right before God. My brothers and sisters, Jesus said, Father, Abba, all that you have given me, I have kept. Now, why did Jesus make that statement? He made that statement, Antioch, because Jesus took care of the flock entrusted to him by God the Father. When God calls a man to be a pastor, a shepherd, a leader, that man has been entrusted by God, not by you, but entrusted by God to lead a flock in holiness and righteousness, to set and live an example that each and every one of us should follow. If your leader is following the example of the Lord God Almighty, he in turn is sharing words that you should be grabbing onto and following that lifestyle as well. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what the Lord had said, it was only one who was not a part of that flock that Jesus spoke about. And that was a man called Judas. Isn't it amazing how there's always 1% that will always not hear what God's word has to say? You do know that Judas was never called by Jesus. But yet he was one who the Lord embraced as well, because there are all kinds of sheep that will be in a fold. Some will hear, some will not hear. But Jesus said, Abba, Father, all that you have given me, I have kept. Judas was called the one doomed to destruction, or literally the son of perdition. Even Jesus said it had been better for him not to even been born. He was all messed up because there was something inherently in him that never would change. Have you ever seen a person that wouldn't change? Judas was never a sheep. And his true character was finally manifested because he was what we call a dead branch.